And now, from the most macro of economic indicators to the most micro.
I'm about to make the last payment on my $17,000 of debt so that I'll be out of credit card debt.
Right now.
Right now, yeah.
That's Rachel Wilson talking with her friend and our producer, Zoe Chase. You might remember Rachel. She was on the show a few months back, just before Congress passed a credit card reform bill. Zoe checked in with her this week.
This was Rachel's life 2 years ago when she owed $17,000 to about 20 different card companies.
I couldn't sleep at night, and I just had this kind of constant anxiety about it. And I would say, okay, that's it. Like, I am not going to, you know, spend any more on my credit cards. One time I froze my credit cards in a block of ice so I couldn't use them.
In October of 2008, as the government bailed banks out of their bad debt, Rachel started her own bailout program. She wrote down every single expense on her blog, and she put a big chunk of her paycheck towards her credit cards every month. When I visited her in April, she was only $3,000 away from being credit card debt free.
So I'm logging in to my account.
July 15th, 2009. Bank earnings are up, stock market stabilizing, yeah, and that. Rachel...
By selecting OK, you're authorizing an electronic withdrawal to pay your credit card. So I'm going to click OK. And there we go. Yeah, so now I am out of credit card debt.
So how do you feel, Mia?
I'm a little scared, actually, because now I'm supposed to start saving all of this money that I've been putting towards my credit cards, and it seems like it would be really easy to not do that. I can literally do anything I want, which is terrifying.
That's a terrifying spot a lot of us would like to be in.
That's NPR's Zoe Chase.